Welcome to a brand new week. Today I want to share from Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. From the NASB. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your mercy that is new every morning. We thank you for your blessing of your word. We ask that you would reveal your truth. And God, we pray that your word would be planted in our heart. And God, as we live each day and as we run this race, God, we pray that we would give you glory. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Verse 1 says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You are running a race, whether you realize it or not. And that's sort of the first thing to understand. You are running a race. Many of us don't even realize that. We don't even realize we're running a race. We think we're living life, and we think that our goal is try to find our vocation and our future and spouse and all of that stuff. But we're running a race, whether you realize it or not. And so that's number one. When you're running a race, you've got to know where the finish point is. You've got to know where the focal point is. Excuse me. And the focal point of it is the finish line. If you're running and you don't know where the finish line is, or if you don't know where the focal point is, you're going to struggle in running this race. It's okay if you don't know the course that well. Maybe you've never run that course before. But as long as you know the focal point, as long as you know what the finishing point is, that's fine. A long time ago, many years ago, I used to actually do some running. And one time I decided to go on an 18-mile run, and I'm not sure how many kilometers that is, but it was quite long, and I didn't know necessarily how I was going to get there, but I knew where I was supposed to finish, and it was a certain street in this certain city, and I think actually it was a 7-Eleven is my finishing point. And so halfway through, I definitely wanted to give up, all along. But I knew in my mind, I just told myself, I just have to get to the 7-Eleven. I just have to get to the street. I have to get to the city. I knew the whole time, and that was sort of my motivation. I was going to get there and buy a Slurpee or something. That was my reward. But I knew, even though that's the greatest incentive to run, right? But I knew that I had to get there, and that's, otherwise I'm stuck, and it's one thing being stuck midway. And when you're stuck midway, you don't have any options. I mean, you could turn back, but by then you might as well go. And my escape plan was I was going to call my friend to pick me up, whatever. But regardless of what my escape plan was, I knew where I had to go or my focal point is. And so it was long. I wanted to quit, but I didn't because I knew where my focal point or my reference point is. The same thing is true in many other entities of life or even other sports. In golf, I'm not a golfer, but I did golf once at my bachelor party. So I didn't know what I was doing, never did the course. And you don't know the terrain. You don't know, on the green if it's going to turn left or turn right. You don't know, if there's a sand dune. You don't know where the rough is. And honestly, as a first-time player on this course for the very first time, all I needed to know was where the hole was. All I needed to know was where the flag was and where to go. And so regardless if there's a rough on the left or rough on the right or sand on the left, sand on the right, didn't matter. I just had to know where the hole was. And actually, I played pretty well. In more dramatic fashion, maybe you've seen the movie Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks. And that's not just a movie. That's a real historical event. But you know in the story that there was major mechanical malfunctions in the space ship or spaceship sounds like it's kind of creepy, but they're trying to get back home, but there's mechanical malfunctions, and so they had to conserve energy. And they're instructed, or they knew, for 39 seconds they would have to burn through the Earth's atmosphere. And things were going crazy. It was chaotic. The instruments weren't working on board. And so the pilot or the astronaut in the movie looks out of his little window, and he sees Earth. And he stared out of the window for 39 seconds, never losing sight of his reference point. And as long as he knew what his reference point is, he could get there. And so they got there, obviously, fine. And so that's this whole point. So let us run the race with endurance that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Now, obviously, you know, our reference point in our lives is Jesus, and we've got to remember that. But what I am so reminded so many times is that we run this race without fixing our eyes on the reference point. And this is when we cry out to God and say, God, I'm so lost. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do with my life. You know, what job should I take? Who should I marry? You know, what decisions do I have to make? And we're running, and we've lost sight of that focus point. And that focus point is Jesus. Simply fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who has written our faith, the one who has written our journey, the one who has made the course. That is our reference point. The Olympics are in full gear right now, and just been reading, you know, some stuff on the Olympics and things, and there are many instances in races where the favorite is a world record holder, and he's running, and he's running his race, whatever it may be, and he or she has a large lead, and some of the most arrogant and cocky ones will begin to get this large lead, and right before they cross the finish line, they have so much confidence that they begin to look back and wave to their fans in the stands, and in that moment, at the last moment, they lose the race. Tragic ending. Beautiful beginning, beautiful race, but tragically at the end, they begin to have the arrogance and begin to celebrate early. Obviously, in American football, there's tons of instances like that where the end point is the end zone, and they'll grab a ball and they'll run, and they're listening to the crowd cheering for them. You know, it's deafening. They want to they're planning their celebration already in their head, and just right at the last moment, someone takes the ball from them right before they cross the goal line and things like that. But I think it has a profound illustration of our lives. That as we're running this race, the race that, you know, maybe you didn't even know you're running, and we take our eyes off of the focal point or the reference point or the finish line, and in our case is Jesus, and we begin to lose everything. We begin to lose our way. What happens is we take our eyes off of Jesus, and we put our eyes off of other things, whether it be our circumstances, whether it be pleasure, whether it be whether it be other things, alcohol, relationships, other things. We forget our reference point, and we don't finish the race. There are a lot of things that in this passage tells us to do to help us do that. You know, maybe it's our sin, maybe it's our difficulties. The Hebrews 1 says you got to take it off. A classic example is that, the 100-meter dash in the sprinters, and everyone's lining up on the blocks, and, the camera pans towards every, racer, and, you see the favorite, and all of a sudden you look at the starting blocks, and wrapped around his ankles are these huge weights, and the gun goes off, and they begin to run, and obviously it slows them down. And that's the illustration that that the scripture is telling us, that makes absolutely no sense. And in order to run this race with Jesus as our focal point, as Jesus as a reference, we've got to take off the things that hinder us, the things that entangle us, and we've got to run with perseverance and endurance. This race is long. This race is difficult. It's ups and downs. It's a difficult race. Any other reference point other than Jesus will mean you will fail, guaranteed. Any other reference point other than Jesus. And so I want to encourage you to follow your path. I just want to finish with this final story. True story, 1968 at the Mexico City Olympics. The last of the marathon runners were coming into the stadium. And over hours earlier, Mama Waldi is the name of Ethiopia. He already finished the line, winning it. And a lot of the 1,000 spectators were coming, were cheering on all of these runners. And as the day began to darken, as the people were waiting for the last ones, finally a sole figure wearing the colors of Tanzania comes limping into the stadium. His name was John Stephen Akwari, and he was the last man to finish the marathon in 1968. He comes in with his legs bandaged and blood all over his legs, for he had fallen badly earlier in the race. And now all he can do is limp around the track, and the crowd begin to stand and applaud. They were going crazy as he tried to complete that last lap in the stadium. When he finally crossed the finish line, one of the reporters dared ask the question, "You are so badly injured. Why didn't you just quit? Why didn't you just give up?" And Akwari, with his quiet dignity, said, "My country did not send me 7,000 miles to start this race. My country sent me to finish this race. And that was my motivation." And here's my encouragement to us that many of us may have chosen to follow Jesus. We have chosen to run this race. And maybe you didn't realize how difficult this race was going to be. Maybe you didn't realize how painful this race was going to be. But God has started you on this race, and the goal and the end line is eternal life. And so he encourages us to run with endurance, because as we fix our eyes on Jesus, as we see and behold him, you will see the beauty of this race. You'll see the beauty of attempting it. You'll see the beauty of finishing it. You'll see the rewards greater than any Slurpee at 7-Eleven. You'll see how powerful and wonderful it is. So I want to encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus. Maybe you've come in this morning and your eyes have been set on other things. Maybe your eyes have been set on your problems. Maybe your eyes have been set on your colleagues at work. Maybe your eyes have been set on your future promotion at work, or finances, or relationships, or partying, or whatever it may be to fill the void in your heart. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Let's do that. Let's bow our heads this morning and let's fix our eyes on Jesus. For he is the author of our faith. For he was the one who set his eyes upon the cross and saw that there was joy. He endured what all the torture and shame that he had to endure, because when he fixed his eyes on the cross, he saw the joy of salvation that would come to millions of people all throughout history. And as we fix our eyes on Jesus, we will see the beauty of this life.
My praise to you as pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. Things in the past. Things in the past. Things that unseen. Wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hope, all of my plans, my heart and my head, my lifting to you. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life.
Do you need a healing today? Let's fix your eyes on Jesus. Do you need some hope today? Just fix your eyes on Jesus. Do you need a dream today? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Do you need life? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Do you need strength? Fix your eyes on Jesus. As we talked about intercession on Sunday, let's intercede for those who are dying of cancer, that are in our community, that are close to us. Let's begin to stand in the gap, and let's just begin to confront God and say, God, would you extend mercy? Would you extend mercy? And so let's pray for the names that are on the screen, and let's intercede for them.
Lord, we just lift up Hajj's uncle, God, and we just pray, Father, for your healing upon them in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Matthew Zant and Connie Zant. Lord, we pray, Father, for us and heart problems, Lord Jesus. We pray for healing, God. Lord, would you show mercy to them in Jesus' name, God. We pray for Ken as well. We just pray for the brain injury, Lord. We pray for his friend, Richard. Lord, we just ask, Father, for healing, God, over pancreas. Lord, we just pray for Jeff and Jill's Aunt Daphne, Lord. Lord, we pray for the leukemia, God. We just ask, God, for mercy, God. We pray for healing, God. We pray for restoration, God. We pray, Father, for just a destruction, God, of any more cancer cells, God. And we just pray for Jeremy's mom for breast cancer, Lord. God, we just ask, Father, for blessing in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Rachel's friend, Jeremy. Pray for the leukemia, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. Lord, destroy it, God. We pray, God, that Lord, the hatred, God, for illness and sickness, God, Lord, would just be just our impetus, God, to seek your face, Lord. We pray, Father, for Lizzie, God, and her brain cancer right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask, God, that the compassion of your people, God, Lord, would stir your spirit, Lord, God. Lord, you have a plan for them, Lord God. And Lord, we just pray that you be glorified through this healing, God. We just pray, Father, for Vince, God, and his transplant. Lord, we pray for total restoration, total healing, God, total healing in Jesus' name, Father. We pray for Jim's mom and aunt, Lord.
Let's lift up prayers for those who need eternal life and salvation. And so let's truly stand in the gap. And so let's lift them up and pray.
Cervical cancer, God. We pray, God, that there be complete healing, be healed in Jesus. Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Becky. Lord, we pray, Father, for the fruit of the mountains, God. We just pray, Father, Lord, for Nanine, God. Lord, that she and her mom will continue to grow stronger and stronger, God. Lord, so we just pray, Father, for him, for Matt and Nate's mom. Lord, we pray for her right knee, God. Lord, we pray that she would have the ability to walk right now. In Jesus' name, be healed and walk. Commanded to walk now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Let's pray for those who are looking for jobs, and let's ask the Lord to truly open doors as many have been seeking for a long time. So let's lift them up right now.
God, we pray, Father, for Hyde. God, we just ask, God, that he's come back for interviews. Lord, we just ask, Father, for blessing. Lord, we pray for Q. Lord, we pray, God, that Korea would be the place, God, that you brought him to, Lord Jesus. God, we just pray, Father, for your blessing.
Let's pray for our mission focus for today and for China. And let's ask the Lord to bless SP Beijing and Pastor Sam Kim and his family, the Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, Bas Rabas, Leanne, E.D. Clark, and the Chichihar kids, government churches. Let's intercede and let's pray for China as God is really moving in the underground churches. And so let's lift them up and ask the Lord to be honored and glorified. Let's pray.
God, we lift up SP Beijing. Lord, we just ask, God, that you would bless, God, all of that come, that they would experience Christ in a powerful way. God, we pray for Pastor Sam, Lord, that you would not lose heart. God, that you would encourage him and strengthen him. God, provide the resources. God, I just pray that you would open up a revelation of your heart, God, that you would open up the heavens, God, that you would see, Lord. Lord, we pray for the Chong family, God, and the work that they do. Lord, we pray for Matt and Nate's parents, Lord. Faithfully served you all these years, God. We pray, Father, for restoration and healing, God. We pray for the Bas Rabas and all the projects that they do, Lord. We pray for Leanne, God. Lord, we just ask, God, that you will bless them, Lord, and help them. Lord, we pray for Edie, God, and we just ask, God, that her business would prosper and grow. Lord, we pray for a prosperous business. Lord, we pray for the church, kids, God. We pray that they would know that they are loved. God, we thank you, God. We pray for the churches.
Let's lift up our SP mission trip and their team to Hunan. They're going to be involved in lots of work and manual labor, and it's a closed country, and so they're not able to openly share the name of Jesus. And so let's ask for protection, and let's ask for salvation. Let's ask God to do incredible work in a place where people say work cannot be done. So let's pray for the trip and the team. Let's lift them up.
Lord, we just thank you for this group. Lord, we just ask, God, that your hand would be upon Jamie, Lord, as he leads. God, we pray, God, that the team members would just experience you in a powerful way as they serve you, as they work hard. God, give them strength, Lord. And God, we pray, Father, for health. We just pray, Father, for Jesus. We just praise you, God. We just thank you, God. Just thank you, God, Lord. We just pray, God, that they would be able to serve you, God, and advance your kingdom, God. Lord, we pray, Father, for a covering over them, Lord. God, we pray that you would be with them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, I pray that they would see more than what they see in front of them, God, that they would see your glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Let's lift up our SP staff, pastoral staff, and administrators. Let's lift up the board of directors and our missions committee. And let's ask God to give them wisdom and provide just incredible guidance. And so let's lift them up right now.
God, we just pray for our pastoral staff. We pray for Pastor Sam, God, as he's on sabbatical. Lord, I pray for impartation of your Spirit upon him. Lord, we just pray, Father, for revelation and guidance, Lord. And we pray for the board of directors, God, as they make decisions, God. We pray, God, that that you would raise them up, God, to be spiritual leaders, God, of our group, Lord. Lord, we just pray that your favor would be upon them, Lord. God, we pray for your hand of favor would be upon them, Lord. We pray for the missions community, Lord. We just ask, God, that you would provide new members, Lord Jesus, God. We pray, Father, that you would show them what to support them and what not to, Lord. And God, we just pray, Father, for wisdom. Pray, Father God, for your blessing over them, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you.
Let's lift up Phoebe Ministry and Pastor Solomon and his family, and let's ask the Lord to truly empower him. Let's ask the Lord to for favor upon Phoebe Ministry. And so let's ask the Lord to bless all of their endeavors, and let's lift up the Korean church and ask God for unity, that they would be able to be a light in the Korean ministry, Korean community. And so let's lift up Phoebe Ministry and the Korean church.
Lord, we thank you, God, for Pastor Solomon. God, we pray, God, that he would see, Lord, vision, God, beyond, Lord, and his group, Lord. God, I pray that you'd extend, God, his influence, God, over many nations, God. We pray that you extend his influence, God, to all parts of the world, God. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that you would just begin to release, God, your favor upon him. Lord, we pray, Father, for the sisters, Lord. God, we pray that they would be fed and serve, God, in their homes, Lord. And God, we just pray that they would make a difference, God, with their children, God, with their work, Lord. Jesus, if you minister, Lord, God, we pray, God, that would continue to grow, that you provide, Father, more. Lord, we pray for the Korean church, Lord. God, we just ask that they would be a unified body, Lord, that they would provide a light, God. Lord, we just pray, God, that you can use broken vessels, Lord. God, I pray that you use them.
And one request that is not on the screen, we've gotten emails from our Cambodia team, the Bloom team, and they're stricken with illnesses. Kenny is having severe allergic reactions, and Krista also. And other members are feeling sort of illness upon them. So if we could just lift up our Cambodia Bloom team, ask the Lord for protection over illness and to heal those that are already sick, that the plan of God would not be stopped because of these things. And let's ask the Lord to advance the kingdom of God through them. So let's cover them in prayer and ask the Lord to really pull through for them, and that they would not be discouraged. But let's ask the Lord to bless them, and let's ask the favor of God to be upon them. Let's lift up our Bloom team.
God, we lift up Kenny right now, God, and we just pray for healing over them. God, we pray that they would not be distracted or discouraged. God, we lift them up right now, God. Lord, we stand in the gap for them, God, and we say, God, that they would be healed now in Jesus' name. God, we pray that they would go forth, God, and Lord, we just pray, Father God, that they would continue to fulfill the plans and purposes, Lord. We come against the enemy, God, who has any assignments upon them. We bind them now by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we pray right now fervently, God, and we just ask, God, Lord, that you would just protect them, God. We pray that you would not allow anything, God, to stop your plan, God. May your kingdom come right now upon Krista, Lord. We just pray, God, that you would heal her now, right now, God. As we seek your face, God, we pray for your Holy Spirit to come upon them right now, Jesus. We pray that you would come to them, Lord, right now, God. And Lord, we just bind any assignments right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray, God, for your favor, God, your anointing, God, to come upon them. Lord Jesus, God, as they serve, as they talk to the girls, as they counsel the girls, Lord, we pray for your anointing and your power and your strength and your favor, God, in Jesus' name.
Father, we stand in the gap and we intercede for those who need your Holy Spirit to come in power, Lord. And we just ask for the power of your presence to be upon those that we've lifted up today, God. And Lord, we just pray for your power and your presence to be upon us, God. We desire to see, God, a transformation and a change to arise within us, Lord. We want to seek your presence, oh God, this morning. God, we thank you that you are here with us. We thank you that you hear us. We thank you that you listen to us. God, we thank you for your sacrifice and your mercy. God, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. I encourage you to pray and seek his presence. And just have a wonderful day in prayer today. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.